Local Radio Day on BBC Radio Oxford.
You betcha. Celebrating Local Radio Day all day, and we've been playing Oxfordshire Bingo, sending our reporters around the county, ticking off all those iconic Oxfordshire items. And we'll catch up soon with our reporter Paul Chenner, who's racing against time to get everything crossed off his list. But first, meet a new kid on the block who's going to be joining us on the list of Oxfordshire radio offerings next month, June, which sounds a long way away if you say it quickly, but really isn't. They're called Red Kite Radio, and they're going to be broadcasting from a studio at Haddenham Garden Centre. Mark Chappell is one of the founders. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Charles. You'll find us amongst the fruit bushes.
Oh, nice. Strategically placed amongst the fruit bushes. Okay,
so, it's a green wonderland.
Lovely. Red Kite Radio, obviously, since that's part my part of the county, I don't need telling why it's called Red Kite Radio, because the blithering things are everywhere. Tell me what's the idea? What's the station all about?
So Red Kite Radio, we were awarded a five-year not-for-profit community radio license last year, just over a year ago, by Ofcom, the communications regulator that licensed all radio and television, now the BBC in the UK. And we won that license after submitting an application which won a huge amount of support from people in Haddenham and Tame and the surrounding villages, which is our core patch. The radio station was born out of a beer festival, in fact, Summerfest, which is the one-day beer festival which takes place in Haddenham every summer and is taking place on the 1st of July this year. It's a big fundraiser for local good causes. And a few of us got together about 5 years ago and said to the organisers of the beer festival, do you know what you need? You need a radio station to promote it. So we staged four pop-up radio stations, and they were such a success. And they were so popular in Haddenham in particular, and also in Tame, that we decided, let's go for an FM community license, because we knew that Ofcom would be advertising and inviting applications for the Southeast region. And to be honest with you, it's one of the last chances to get on FM as we move into this DAB and digital world.
Indeed. This is a radio idea conceived in drink, basically. That's what you're telling
yeah,
me. And that is not a first. Many of the best radio ideas have been conceived in drink. And, over the decades, you can hear the results. What will people be able to hear on Red Kite Radio?
So we exist to complement existing local radio. Oxfordshire, actually, we're very blessed in Oxfordshire and Bucks to have a proper local radio still. And you're celebrating that today. We have very good local BBC services in yourselves and also three counties in Bucks. We also have good local commercial stations. Many areas of the UK now don't really have proper local commercial stations like they used to. So we feel that community radio and hyper-local stations can super serve neighbourhoods and particular areas. And for us, our area is Tame, Haddenham and the surrounding villages. It's about 5 or 6 kilometres. We're putting out a good signal from our broadcast centre at the Haddenham Garden Centre. They've very kindly given us free premises, which helps us because we are not-for-profit and we'll be funding the radio service through advertising. We're inviting local businesses to get in touch now to advertise their wares, and that will pay for our service. But when people tune in, they'll hear local information, what's on, and we can afford more time to Tame and Haddenham because we're just covering that a smaller patch than yourselves or other commercial operators in the area. And we'll be targeting primarily the 35 plus age group with a mixture of music from the 60s to today and local information. And also we've got an open access approach where local organisations can walk into our cabin, our home at the Haddenham Garden Centre, and they can also get in touch via our website. There's an app on there that they can record messages and actually play a part in the service. And over time we'll be inviting people to take part in our training scheme so we can train up some newbies. We'll have competition on the block, Charles.
What? Oh, no, we don't want any of those. No, get rid of those. Nice to have. I'm all in favour of local radio that actually comes from local to where it is. As you said, quite a lot of the commercial offerings these days come from London or a centre somewhere. And at BBC Local Radio, we're very happy and proud to be where we say we are, in this brick edifice in Summertown. And you're going to be in the locale as well. I'm going to come and see you if you'll let me in.
Come and see us. Sunday, 18th of June is when we launch officially. We're test transmitting now on FM. Sunday, 18th of June. Come down and see us 11 in the morning and there'll be cakes, Charles. Can't guarantee beer.
That's it. Never mind the beer. I'm not interested in the beer. The cakes, you had me at the cakes. The very best of luck with Red Kite Radio coming to the air in June. Thank you, Mark. Mark Chappell.
Thank you.
One of the founders. Red Kite Radio taking flight in June. Going to go down there, Haddenham Garden Centre, see if they'll let me in. pick up a few hints and tips, you know. Not to mention the cake. And the shrubbery. Get me a shrubbery! You're in-